All right, so get ready because on today's deep dive, we're heading straight back to childhood with the one and only Lazy Town.
Ooh.
And not just any episode. We're talking the very first one.
Okay.
Did you pull this one out for a reason, or are we just feeling nostalgic?
You know, it's funny how these shows we watched as kids, they can tell us so much about like our culture, even something like Lazy Town.
Yeah.
You know, it seems simple, but it makes you think about what we value, what scares us. You know, even what we want to teach kids today.
So true. So for anyone who doesn't have this episode memorized like we seem to.
Right.
Can you set the scene? What exactly is Lazy Town besides a terrible place for your Fitbit to hang out?
Well, the name says it all, doesn't it? I mean, you've got this whole town totally okay with just sitting around, video games everywhere, candy on every corner.
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly the picture of health.
Definitely not. And then, boom, Stephanie arrives, niece of the mayor.
Yeah.
And it's like, someone let a burst of sunshine and maybe a little bit of chaos loose in Lazy Town.
A little.
You can practically hear the townspeople thinking, ugh, not this again.
It's such a classic clash. You know, Stephanie's all bright-eyed, ready to play outside, and everyone else is just like, never heard of her.
Totally.
These kids are glued to their screens, living on sugar. They don't even know what to do with a jump rope or a soccer ball.
And that is where, I'm pretty sure this is burned into all our brains, the song Never Played comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about persuasive.
Right. Stephanie just gets it. She knows how powerful music is, especially to connect with people.
Oh, for sure.
Think about it. Those jingles you can't get out of your head after years, or the music they use to sell everything.
Oh, totally.
It just goes straight to your emotions. No wonder those kids can't resist her when she starts singing and dancing.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Some of the catchiest songs I know are from commercials I saw when I was like 6 years old.
Totally.
Speaking of not being able to resist certain things,
mm-hmm.
Enter Robbie Rotten, the king of laziness, sworn enemy of anything active.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he nearly had a heart attack when Stephanie showed up with all that energy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Robbie is like the ultimate example of hating change.
Yes.
He's not just lazy. He's scared of anything that messes up his perfect little world of doing nothing.
It's like that voice we all have inside.
Yeah.
You know, the one that says, just stay on the couch, even when you know you shouldn't.
Exactly.
Like that fear of the unknown, even when change, is good for you.
Yeah.
But back to Lazy Town. How do you fight a supervillain of laziness when all you've got is a good attitude and love for exercise?
Well, that is where our hero makes his grand entrance.
Oh,
and I do mean grand.
Literally flies in.
Sporticus bursts onto the scene with more energy than anyone has ever seen. And his name, there's no question where he stands on working out.
So true.
Yeah.
And it's more than just working out for Sporticus, right? He's got this whole problem-solving style that's the opposite of Robbie's scheming and tricking.
Yeah.
It's like they represent two totally different ways of going through life.
Exactly. Sporticus is all about facing problems head-on, you know, positive attitude, ready for anything.
I love that.
And Robbie'd rather hide in his lair setting traps, trying to keep everyone stuck on the couch.
Which, okay, let's be real, can be relatable sometimes.
Oh, it's absolutely.
We've all wanted to take the easy way out, even if we know it's not the best way.
Yeah.
But it is hilarious to watch Robbie get more and more desperate to keep things the same.
It really is. There's this great comedy in Sporticus, always being positive, and Robbie just getting more and more frantic trying to stop him.
It's like a tug of war between doing what's right and wanting that instant gratification.
Totally.
And the fate of Lazy Town is hanging in the balance.
And it's not like just being active to check a box either. You know, all those times Sporticus has to swoop in and save the day.
Right.
Those situations. Robbie cooks up the show what really happened when you're not paying attention. When you're too busy being lazy or wanting something right now to see what's really going on.
It's true. Like when Trixie and Stingy are so busy with that game, they almost walk right into a trap.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. But it makes you think, how often do we miss out on what's right in front of us because we're staring at a screen or something?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what's so smart about these kids' shows. They can sneak in these really big ideas about thinking for yourself, being aware, even taking responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's all wrapped up in bright colors and silly songs.
Speaking of those catchy songs, we can't forget that ending. The big bing bang number.
Oh, man.
You practically have to get up and dance when you hear that.
It's true. That song is like Lazy Town transforming right in front of you. It's not just Stephanie and Sporticus anymore.
Yeah.
It's the whole town. Even Stingy getting into it, embracing all that energy. Cool. It shows how we can all be part of a good change, even if we weren't so sure at first.
It's like they make this perfect little healthy world right there in Lazy Town in like 20 minutes.
Right. But let's be real for a sec. Could one pink-loving girl from out of town really change a place that's literally called Lazy Town?
That's the question, isn't it?
Right?
Could they hold on to that excitement and make it last? Or would they go back to their old ways once it wasn't new anymore?
Like, imagine Stephanie shows up, turns their world upside down with this whole new way of living.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's different. It's a break from their routine. But we all know routines have a way of coming back.
Absolutely. And that's what the show makes you think about. It gives us this happy little picture of what could be. The town's different kids are healthy. Even Robbie Rotten's caught up in it all.
Yeah.
But it also shows how hard it is to keep that change going, to not go back to those old comfy habits.
It's like they're saying, look, change is possible, even for the laziest people.
Right.
But it takes more than a song and a superhero to make it stick.
Mm-hmm.
It takes actually trying and remembering that moving your body, experiencing the world can be fun.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're giving us, you know, the audience a job.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're saying, okay, we showed you it's possible, but now it's up to you to keep going, even when the episode's over.
And then that is powerful, even if it's coming from a kid's show. It reminds you that real change that sticks around, it doesn't just happen. You need to put in the work. And yeah, sometimes you need a little nudge to get off the couch and see what's out there.
Like, maybe we all need a little Sporticus in our lives, you know, swooping in to remind us to get moving to face those challenges with a smile. Or, hey, maybe some of us are the Sporticus for the people around us, inspiring them to be a little healthier, get active.
No, there's a thought. Who knew Lazy Town would get so deep, right?
That's what the deep dive is all about. You never know what you'll find when you look closer, even at a show about being lazy.
It's all about how you see it. And maybe remembering that no matter how old we get, there's always something new to learn from those simple stories, even the ones we tell kids.
Well said.
Oh.
And on that note, dear listener, it's time for us to power down from this deep dive. Until next time, remember, a little energy goes a long way.